Jag mitt bakar i sten av en cellar.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of What's Happening. This time we are talking about April. We are the Swiss Pats. I am Don, and joining me as always is Susie Lyon.
G'day.
So unlike our weekly podcast, what we're going to do in the following few minutes or so, we are going to talk about what is happening all over Switzerland in the month of April. So as always, you can get our weekly podcast. Go to SwissPats.com for everything. We are on all the social media channels. We come to you weekly with a guest and talk about some lighter news. But this week, we're going to talk about all that's happening in April. And April, it's one of my favorite months of the year. You know why?
Easter. Chocolate.
No.
Easter bunny.
No. Look who you're talking to. It is the second week of April is always the Masters, which is the greatest golf tournament all year long. Doesn't take place in Switzerland.
That's not one for what's happening in Switzerland.
No, it takes place in Georgia, but I'm very excited. But that being said, let's get to what's happening in Switzerland. And Susie, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things happening in April that are happening at the beginning of the month and happening in the middle of the month, but there's not much happening at the end. So a lot of my what's happening in Switzerland is going to be based around the beginning of the month for you. So the first one is quite an interesting one if you have children. There is a children's author book tea party, and it is happening on the 6th of April in Basel. So kids 6 years and up are welcome to join in for a totally terrific afternoon charity tea party.
Oh, that's a good pun. You like that pun, don't you?
Yeah, and this one is to support the World Medical Fund, and it's the tea party will feature the guest author Faiz Kamani, and he's got his latest book, The Toad Who Loved Tea, hence the totally delicious.
Yeah.
So this is a really great event to not only support the author, but you know, for a charity event as well. So it's happening on the 6th of April. It's at 1 o'clock on Auschwillerstrasse 90. So if you do want to go to that, it's 30 francs. But what that includes is afternoon tea, refreshments, an autographed book, as well as some goodies, which they're keeping a little bit under their hats what that is. So if you do want to go, there is a website. Sorry, there is an email that you need to contact, librarian.awc@gmail.com. So that you can go to that with your kid. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, this one I got is not quite for kids. It's called the Snopen Air. And what this is, it's the highest open air concert, and it's in the snow. It's 2,000 meters above sea level at the Kleine Scheindeg in front of the Eiger, Monch, and Jungfrau Mountains. So we've all heard of some of these mountains. They're kind of famous. The Snopen Air is in its 22nd year that presents some awesome musical acts. This year's lineup includes singer-songwriter James Morrison, DJ Antoine, Swiss power rock band Crocus, who have been doing this since 1975.
And then they haven't croaked us yet?
No, they haven't. They're still rocking. And Switzerland's own Richti, who released an album, a new album, in February 19, so he's going to be promoting that. The Kleine Scheidung is only accessible via the mountain railway, so probably from Interlaken or Grindelwald or Lauterbrunn, you take the Bernese Oberland Railway. So it's going to be a beautiful trip. The location, they recommend you wear sturdy footwear, warm and weatherproof clothing, sunglasses, and sunscreen because you are so high up. But it seems like a pretty cool venue to check out some live music about 2,000 meters up in the Swiss mountains. Pretty cool. That's April 6th. I don't know if I mentioned that. You're looking at me like I didn't. April 6th.
Always important to get the date in. Now, in the March edition of What's Happening in April, we mentioned something called the Lee Steel Fire Parade.
Yeah,
And that was basically a huge fire parade where all the locals of Lee Steel scare away winter. That's their aim by having big fires.
Right through the center of town. One of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Exactly. So there is something very similar, and it's happening in Zurich. And it's called the Sexilauten. And it is happening on the 7th of April and the 8th of April. It is a really pretty special event, and I've got a lot of information about it, so you're going to have to bear with me. So basically, the April is obviously the first flowers and trees start to bloom, the temperatures start to rise, and the days become longer. The people of Zurich celebrate their traditional spring festival with this basically fiery burning of a snowman. So it's an age-old tradition. It dates back to the 16th century. Yeah, poor Frosty. Yeah, his name's definitely not Frosty. So it's a really, really old tradition. So what happens now is that it's celebrated on the third Monday of April every year. And if it falls on Easter, they change the date. But, you know, it doesn't fall on Easter this year, so it's fine. What they do is they have something called the Bog, which is a snowman. Now, they think that the Bog probably translates is related to the Bog, the boogeyman. And what they do is they put firecrackers in his head. And so why? Why would they do this?
Very good follow-up question, Susie.
On 6 p.m. on the dot, we know how the Swiss are with their time, they set the Bog on fire and they wait until his head explodes. Obviously, like I said, his head's full of firecrackers. Now, what does all this mean? When the Bog explodes, it predicts what kind of summer we're going to have. So the longer it takes for his head to explode, the colder or the longer the winter is going to continue for, the less fun we're going to have in summer, you could say, with the sunshine. So he's very good at predicting the summer. In 2003, he predicted a very hot summer because his head exploded in 5 minutes and 42 seconds. So what does all of the timings mean? So if the head explodes between 1 and 6 minutes, we're going to have a really hot summer. If it explodes in 6 to 10 minutes, it's going to be, it's a good summer, but we're not talking record breaking or anything like that. If the Bog takes 10 to 15 minutes to explode, you can expect rain this summer. And if it takes more than 15 minutes, you better not put your ski jackets away because it's going to be cold, cold, cold. Now, before this happens on the April the 8th, there is a children's parade on Sunday, April the 7th. So that's a 2:30 p.m. parade, and there is between 2 and 3,000 people in the city of Zurich. They dress up in historical costumes. They walk around town. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, and the children between 5 and 15 are welcome to join in on this parade. So they're also accompanied by 800 musicians from the Zurich region, so that is definitely worth checking out. Like I said, the exploding of the Bog happens at 6 p.m. on the dot. However, there is a procession parade at 3 p.m. on Monday the 8th. So it's a whole weekend/Monday event. So if you're in Zurich or you're thinking about visiting Zurich, this seems like one of those events that not many people would probably know the name of, but imagine ticking it off your weird things to do in Switzerland. I highly recommend this. It looks like so much fun.
It really does. It sounds like a blast and just, again, very unique experience. So I'm sticking with the music festivals, and April 9th through the 13th, Zermatt Unplugged is taking place. Obviously, Zermatt is the town where you can see the beautiful Matterhorn, which is one of the iconic things of Switzerland to see. But Zermatt Unplugged is an acoustic music skiing, basically 4 or 5 days of just great acoustic music throughout the cute little town of Zermatt. The atmosphere that when people go to, they say it's a legendary atmosphere, and it's a great excuse to head down to Zermatt and check out the Matterhorn and then check out some great, great music. It was founded in 2007 is like a singer-songwriter festival, but they've evolved over the last, 12 years. Oh my God. Can't believe that. But listen to this list of musicians and bands that have been there. Alanis Morissette, One Republic, Lauryn Hill, James Blunt, Jason Mraz. A lot of good musicians really kind of get inspired by this Unplugged idea and to go to Zermatt. So If you go to the website Zermatt Unplugged, you'll be able to see the whole list of who's playing and everything. That is April 9th through the 13th, Zermatt Unplugged.
So I actually have another music festival for you happening on the 9th as well, but this one is in Basel and it's the Blues Festival. So this is actually the 20th anniversary this year, so it's been going for a while. So it's become a popular and appreciated event in Basel, and the festival brings musical highlights from international stars. But it happens all over 6 days, but it's only two nights in Basel. The first night in Basel on Tuesday the 9th of April is completely free. So, you know, it's worth going to because it's free. I love a free event. Everybody that knows me knows that. If I can get something for free, then I'm there. So the ones that, the people that are playing on the free event include a French band called Little Mouse and the Hungry Cats. And Little Mouse is the name of the main singer, and she's getting quite a popularity. So, you know, she's up and coming.
She's
worth checking out.
She's 4 meters tall.
Yeah, she's little. That's why she's Little Mouse. There's also Pat and the Blues Chargers, Pat Cossa and band, Chicago Dave Mo Blues and guests, and Blue Steel. They're all playing on the free night. So that's at the Volkshaus in Rebergasse in Basel. If you do want to go to the event that has a ticket, that's happening on the Wednesday, which is Wednesday the 10th of April. Tickets start from about 50 francs. I've been to it. It's really great. It's a great kind of local event to go to. And of course, it's the 20th anniversary. So if you haven't been yet, then, well, they're always fun, the anniversary ones.
I absolutely love blues music and I've yet to go to this. It's
there you
terrible.
Go. There's literally no reason not to go to a free event on April the 9th in Basel.
There isn't. Okay, so I got something. We're going to take a break from music and we're going to move to another vice that is quite popular, chocolate.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Switzerland. Whoa, where do we live? Switzerland. Got Thank there. You. Its largest festival dedicated to chocolate is the Feste Chalk, and it's April 6th through the 7th. And it is a town that I now, as I get ready to say it, I think I should have looked this up beforehand because I'm going to butcher it. Because it's a city located between Geneva and Nyon. It's Versoix, V-E-R-S-O-I-X. Was I close?
I mean, you're looking at the wrong girl. I don't speak French.
Okay. Well, it is. It's like I said. It's located between Geneva and Nyon, and the Feste Chalk is a family-friendly event that is free. You hear that?
Oh, I heard that.
Free 99.
Now I'm listening.
And the festival brings together more than 30 chocolate artisans from all over Switzerland. So we know Swiss and chocolate go hand in hand, and they're all coming to this little town called Versoix, which I think sounds right. This festival was created in 2005 around the chocolatier Carte, and they stressed it's a family-friendly festival. They wanted to keep it free. They really just want to showcase chocolate. So there's so many different kind of activities to entertain old people, young people, people in between, chocolate bunny making. There's cooking shows. There's exhibition of these chocolate sculptures. There's an egg hunt, a treasure hunt. I mean, everything you want. So it's taking place at this Salon d'Artisans of more than 2,000 square meters. Again, eat chocolate, just everything chocolate. Each year, they welcome about 50,000 visitors over these 2 days. So it's very popular. So this is the Feste Chalk. It's April 6 and 7 in a town called Versoix, V-E-R-S-O-I-X, which is located between Geneva and Nyon.
I actually have very strong opinions on chocolate sculptures. I don't think they should do them. I think you shouldn't do that.
Can't you eat them though after you do the sculpture?
Sure, but then the sculpture's wrecked.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think it should just be in a bar or in a single piece so that I can enjoy it like that. But
you don't like the bunnies?
They're very talented.
Or the Santas?
No. I think they're talented, but I'm going to stay away from those. Just eat the chocolates. Okay, so I have another music one for you. So if you're not into the music, then, I mean, there's so many music things. There's got to be something that you like when it comes to music. Maybe it's this one. So April the 5th until April the 13th is the Cully concert. So the Cully Jazz kicks off the festival season in the area. It's situated between Lausanne and Vevey in the heart of Laval Vineyard Terraces. Again, with the French. I'm not good with that. So It has it's on the shores of Lake Geneva. It is on par with the biggest Swiss festivals. So over a period of 9 days in April, the big names in jazz and up-and-coming talents congregate in the little vine-growing village to entertain locals and day visitors to get their feet tapping. So from all corners of the world, top musicians bring all genres of jazz to everyone, along with prestigious concerts in the main stage tent. Young talent, all local discoveries perform for free at intimate venues, especially in the local wine cellars. So that's quite interesting. That's an interesting way to see some jazz. So to end the evenings, there is DJs. They take over and, you know, they get the party going. You know, everyone gets up and has a little boogie. My kind of jazz, the boogie jazz.
The boogie jazz. That's, yeah. That's your style.
So Cully is a little tiny town. Like I said, it's you know, it's kind of in the middle of near Geneva and Lucerne, right on the lake. And that one has its own website, so check out Cully, C-U-L-L-Y, jazz.ch, and it will give you information on timings, who's playing, how to get there, especially because, you know, riding public transport is going to be the best way to enjoy that festival. So the Cully Jazz Festival, that is happening from the 5th of April until the 13th.
Okay, now I am heading near the fancy town of Gstaad, but this event doesn't sound too fancy. It's early Oktoberfest. So as you know, Oktoberfest takes place in September, which makes perfect sense. But the Rooster Bar in Roosh near Gstaad is having a early Oktoberfest. It's happening daily April 19th through the 22nd. So every day during that span, it begins at noon, there is a sausage eating contest. The famous Wiener Schnitzel from the Hotel Pension Barbara will be available to enjoy. At 3 o'clock, there is an oldies party, which I think that would fit you, Susie. And then DJ Eno from 10 o'clock on is working the after party at the Chessery Club, which is in Gstaad. Now, here's the most important thing. If you wear a dirndl or lederhosen, you get a one free drink. How cool is that?
Well, all this time I've been going to Oktoberfest wearing my dirndl and not getting free drinks, so There you go.
So it's the early Oktoberfest. It's at the Rooster Bar in Roche. Roche, R-E-U-S-C-H, which is near Gstaad. Every day, April 19, 20, 21, 22, begins every day at noon. So if you do enjoy the festivities in Oktoberfest and want to do it in April, here you go.
That really is early, isn't it?
It is early.
Okay, so heading to the middle of April, I've got an event for you on the 13th and 14th in Lucerne. So this is the medieval market. They do this every year. And if you haven't been, then you definitely should try it out because it's fun and excitement. It combines entertainment and education, and it stimulates creativity and imagination. They say it's like reading a good book or watching a movie, only living and having the opportunity to be a part of it. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does.
So it's on a medieval market at a medieval village square. There's the blacksmith swinging the hammer. There's the turner turns the wood on the lathe, and the seamstress sews beautiful medieval-looking robes. So you don't just have to be a spectator in the medieval market. You can actually get involved. So you can dress up, if you'd like, as a king or a knight or a damsel, but you don't have to. So anyone that wants to can, and a lot of people do. So you can either go and gawk at the people who dress up, or you can join in and be one of the people that dresses up. The opening hours for this is Saturday 10 till 10, and on Sunday 10 till 5. It's completely free to come to the market. However, if you do want to support it, because they do this every single year, you can buy a market coin for 5 francs. Some of the attractions include face painting. There's a taxidermist that's going to be there. There's Cindy's historic braided hairstyles, so if you want to, you know, join in with a nice braid. There's Ella's herb basket. There's a bow making workshop. There's fairy tale puppeteers. Plus there's going to be artists. There's going to be food. And of course there's going to be things for sale. So they do this at Obergutschk in Lucerne. So it's right in the town. And it's the medieval market that, you know, all the locals go to. And if you want to feel a part of being medieval as well, then, you know, you've got to head to Lucerne on the 13th or 14th of April.
It's all the fun of living in medieval times, but with personal hygiene.
But with your iPhone.
With your iPhone and having a shower.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so I got something that is actually, it's starting April 5th, but it's going until June 30th. It's at the Zurich Kunsthalle, which is the art museum. It's an exhibit called Fly Me to the Moon. Now, Susie, as you know, as an American myself, I'm quite proud of the fact that we decided to fly to the moon and walk around, drive some buggies up there, play some golf, plant a flag. So, you know, we're really proud of that.
Yeah, one small step.
One small step, and we did that. So what the Kunsthalle Zurich is doing during this time, like I said, April 5th through June 30th, it's a dedicated to the moon landing. It's an exhibition dedicated to the moon landing with around 200 works. It takes you on a journey through the history of the artistic exploration of the moon, because when they went up there in 1969, it was like, aside from the flat earthers who don't believe this, I mean, the views of Earth seeing it, you know, was blowing people's minds. It was really cool, and it had a really impact. So the curator, Catherine Hoog, she developed a lot of the idea is during your visit, you're going to encounter maps, romanticized paintings, even things like propaganda from the political systems during the Cold War, which, as you know, the U.S. and Russia were kind of racing to be the first ones to the moon. We won. But it's just this really kind of step back in time and see kind of how the artistic point of view was taken when it came to such a significant event over the world, which was, we freaking landed somebody on the moon. Like, take the countries out of it, a human being from Earth flew up to the moon, landed, walked around, flew back. Like, that's still, that was 1969. That was what's my math? 67, 60 years ago?
You're asking the wrong person. But why aren't we living on the moon yet?
I don't know.
I think they could answer it.
They might. So anyway, it's called Fly Me to the Moon. Again, it's at the Zurich Kunsthalle. It begins April 5th, and it goes, the exhibition runs until June 30th.
Okay, so some time to see that one.
Yes.
Now, I've got an Easter egg hunt on the Rigi Kulm. So we haven't really talked about the Easter bunny yet, but he's coming on the 21st of April. So, you know, make sure you've, I don't know, what do you put out for the Easter bunny? I put out a carrot.
Sidetrack though, when I was younger, I was terrified of Santa Claus, who is a human being, but I was okay with this giant bunny that would come into my house. Like, I was okay with going to sit on the Easter bunny's lap and, you know, get my picture,
right?
But I was terrified of going to Santa.
This is interesting. I don't think in Australia people sit on the Easter bunny's lap.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that I never saw that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it isn't a thing, I'm just saying something I never experienced.
Maybe it isn't a thing in America. Maybe some guy just wanted me to sit on his lap. I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that. But the Easter Bunny is definitely coming. He comes on the 21st of April. And if you want to do an Easter Bunny hunt, there is one happening. So the Easter Bunny will be hiding more than 400 eggs on Mount Rigi. He'll be hiding them at the Kulm, the Staffel, First, Kaltbad, Shindig, Bergfest, and Seeboden Alp.
Shindig?
Yep, Shindig. He'll be hiding them 400 eggs on Easter Sunday. So if you go to those areas and you find an egg, you hand it in at the restaurant on Mount Rigi during the opening hours, and you will receive an instant prize, which will be an Easter bunny egg. So the Easter eggs that you find will not be the chocolates themselves, but you'll swap it for an egg.
Cool.
So all the eggs that are found will then be entered into a draw, and the prizes are pretty awesome. So you could win a Mount Rigi travel pass, a Mount Rigi restaurant voucher, admission to the Mineral Baths and Spa on Rigi, which is awesome. I've been there. It is definitely, that's the one I would want. I would want to win that one. There's a couple of other prizes as well. But if you've got kids and you're looking for an Easter bunny hunt, then, I mean, let's be honest, where else would be worth doing it? On the mountains.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome. So that's where, that's the place to go, Mount Rigi, 400 eggs. You got to find one.
That seems like just a next level Easter egg hunt. Very cool.
Sure does.
All right, the last one I got is the Tulip Festival. And this is, it's all throughout the month of April. So anytime in April, because it's springtime. It is, it's at In Morges, which is by Lake Geneva, M-O-R-G-E-S. And again, Susie, you'll like this. The Tulip Festival has no admission charge.
Awesome.
And it lasts about 6 weeks, but there's about 120,000 tulips of 300 varieties in the Parc des Independence in Morges. The Park of Independence in Morges is all just...
Yeah.
Throw it out there like that. But basically, it's just a huge range of shapes and colors, and it seems like just a beautiful little stroll, especially if you don't have any allergies. But again, the first varieties start blooming in April. It's great for families. You're down by the lake. You're in, you know, just a beautiful part of Switzerland. There are drinks and snacks that are available on site. So if you don't want to go to the Netherlands, you could just head to the Lake Geneva area for the Tulip Festival. It's taking place all of April.
It's a little closer.
A little bit closer.
Okay, my last one is a whole month event, and this has got to do with Easter. So from the 6th until the 28th of April, there will be the Easter Fountains in the Vully, which is at Sugis in the canton of Freiburg. So around 35 fountains will be decorated in the region during the Easter period. There's going to be discovery tours. There's 4 discovery tours on foot with a contest for children to find the fountains. For the sportier visitors, there's a bike ride, and there's also the training for the slow up, which is happening on April 29th. So there's also the Easter Tiny Train. There's 2 different itineraries, which will allow visitors to learn more about the region while having a look at the Easter fountains. So there you go, 2 birds, 1 stone. The itineraries are as follows. Saturday, April the 13th, they depart at 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. from the Sugis train station. They also depart 1:15, 2:45 and 4:15 from the multi-purpose room in Salaval. There's also similar departure dates on April 20th. So there's 2 Saturdays there that you can go and see those, see, you know, the town as well as seeing the Easter fountains on train. So the prices for the Easter Tiny Train are 15 francs per adult, 12 francs per student, and they're 8 francs per children. You can book with Vully Tourism, and it's recommended that you do. But if you want to see something, you know, that sounds like a good thing if you've got kids that can't walk a lot in a town, you know, but you want to, you know, you still want to enjoy it. Let's be honest, the weather has already started being really good. What better way than to get out and see a new town that you haven't been to? So check out the Easter Fountains in the Vully.
Well, there you go. There's a lot to do in April. Obviously, everybody's taking their holidays and stuff, but they have the 2 weeks. But still, it's a lot of things going on in April. And like you said, the weather's getting so much better. Pretty soon, it's going to be hot. So let's enjoy it how it is right now.
So thank you for listening to this month's version of what's happening in Switzerland. In case you were wondering about the background noise from our podcast this month, we are actually sitting in a cafe called Heiku, which is in Basel's Spallenberg. It is a really cool cafe, which is above a shop that sells some really interesting things. There's homemade cakes here, which I just stuffed my face with. There's delicious coffee. There's homemade fresh soups every day. We just discovered this place. This is not a sponsored podcast, but we really, really like this place. So we decided we'd record here and let you know about it. So if you're in Basel, do check it out on Spallenberg. It's called Heiku. Now, if you want to listen to any of our other podcasts, as Don said at the beginning, please listen to us at SwissPats.com. But don't forget to subscribe to all of our social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we would love it if you gave us a comment, a like, a shout out, whatever you feel like. So from Susie and Don, we thank you for listening to this month's episode of What's Happening in Switzerland. Yummy, bonkeries, and open cellar.